Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah, how are you doing today?
Good. And you?
We're battling. We're trying to get used to going into this second wave, and it's kind of hectic. It's troubling. At the same time, it's Christmas Eve. It's time to spend with family and loved ones, and it just seems so strange. And you know, we're still very, very fortunate. It's others that we're hearing about that are really battling, and that's what we're chatting to you about today. What's happening at the Beitbridge border post? What's happening with the truckers and the people waiting to cross?
Well, there's sort of two parallels, which is quite interesting. It's us, and we know what South Africa's like, and the economic pressures facing, and the difficulties in enforcing a lot of the COVID requirements. And the same thing, for pretty much the same reason, is happening in Kent, in England, for truck drivers trying to get across the Channel into France. Now, both of them, you've got kilometer-long queues of truck drivers stuck because, in the French case, they suddenly closed the border for 48 hours because of the spike in COVID, and in our case, they are taking so long to deal with things on both sides of the South African and Zimbabwe borders that you've got the same thing happening. I think it's about 14 kilometers long, the holdup at the South African border. It's causing extraordinary delays, aggravated by the fact that the Zimbabweans have taken the view that they have a lockdown with a curfew that starts at 6 in the evening. And so far, they're not exactly sure why it's happened, but so far, 4 truck drivers have died sitting in this queue. The one trucking company surmises that it's very likely to have been a heat stroke because we're looking at 40 degree heat. They're stuck sort of between one place and the other, nothing to eat, nothing to drink, no toilet facilities, etc. So some of the truck drivers, got the hell in and tried to sort of essentially storm the post. But it's, while one understands the COVID problem, it's very much that situation of unexpected inhuman conditions being created. Similarly at in England over to France, truck drivers are not going to get home for Christmas. Most of them say they don't spend any time, they usually stop toilet breaks, etc., and something to eat, they buy and they move on because they just want to get home. So it's actually quite a dreadful, dreadful situation. I mean, the conditions for both sets of truck drivers is inhuman. And I think the problem, I'm not sure if anyone weighed up that they would have to allocate resources if nothing else, but food and portable toilets and things like that in light of those things happening. So it's really an odd set of circumstances, both Europe and Southern Africa, and very unintended but horrid consequences of trying to deal with COVID.
It's a tragedy unfolding before our very eyes. Unlike the situation that we see in Europe, South Africa, it's 14 kilometers. It's an unbelievable distance to imagine, and the thousands of people that's impacted upon. A feel good story that came out of Europe with the problem with the truckers not being able to cross the border was that the Sikh community came out and they cooked up as many meals as they could, and they went out to these truckers and they were handing out food parcels, and the communities came together to support them. We don't see that kind of thing. And South Africa, the tragedy is expanding. We're hearing stories now of people crossing the river, which at the moment is in full flow and is crocodile infested. It's just a bizarre situation.
No, it's absolutely appalling. I mean, one of our employees, who lives and works in South Africa, but his kids are at school in Zimbabwe. I mean, he hasn't seen his kids, who are sort of in their early mid-teens, for over a year, because of COVID. So their personal loss or hardship is huge. And also, geographically, you're looking at a 14 kilometer long holdup between Messina and the border, and there's really not much between the one and the other. So normally South Africans are, very good at helping people in crisis, but I think the crisis A arose suddenly, and B arose in an area that is just, it doesn't have the population to really pull together either. It doesn't, you know, they're economically, they're poor, they're very stretched, and it's just far away. And that would be the difference between the support systems of Europe and those of Southern Africa.
Well, Saru, wish you and your colleagues at the South African Institute of Race Relations well over the festive season. Thank you for participating this year. And I look forward to our chat. I'm not sure if we're going to be chatting again next week or if you're taking off. But if we are chatting next week, I'm really looking forward to it.
I am, in fact, taking off, literally and figuratively. And I'll be back in the second week of January. So I suppose that's the week starting the 10th.
Okay, great. Well, I'm sure the listeners are looking forward to that. I'm standing in until the 8th, but I'll be chatting to you on the other show. And this is a plug for it, of course, Confidential Brief, which is broadcast every Monday on Chai FM 12 to 1. So I'll be contacting you to set up a convo once you're back in the second week of Jan. So thank you so much for joining us today. That was Sarah Gonshi. Cool. She is a policy fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.